With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll enjoy a wonderful program consisting of hymns and anthems suggested by you, our listeners. So many favorites poured in from all over the country for our September program that we've added this second helping of listener favorites. We'll enjoy great music by Herbert Sumption, Thomas Matthews, William Harris, and many others. We'll begin with music of Ralph Vaughan Williams, his brilliant setting of George Herbert's text, "Rise, Heart, Thy Lord is Risen." Taken from Vaughan Williams' 5 mystical songs, we'll hear baritone Thomas Allen with the Corydon Singers and orchestra, all conducted by Matthew Best.
So we
Matthew Best led the Corydon Singers and Orchestra as they joined Thomas Allen in performing Easter from Vaughan Williams' Five Mystical Songs. This wonderful piece was requested by Dyson in Webster, New York. We move now to a hymn with tune arranged by Ray Vaughan Williams, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, sung to the tune Lasst uns erfreuen. The text was written by John Riley, who was involved in the preparation of the English hymnal 1906, which Vaughan Williams edited. The Cathedral Choral Society is directed by J. Riley Lewis, accompanied by Nicholas White. Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones was requested by Dawn in Brighton, New York, and was sung by the Cathedral Choral Society of Washington, D.C., directed by J. Riley Lewis. Our next hymn, suggested by Jonna in Houston, Texas, has a familial connection between the writers of text and tune. Charles Wesley wrote the text of O Thou Who Camest From Above around 1762. The tune Hereford was composed by his grandson, Samuel Sebastian Wesley, whom he never knew, in the 19th century. Christopher Robinson leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
O Thou Who Camest From Above was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Christopher Robinson directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jackson from southern Delaware requested an anthem which is not performed as often as I would wish. Herbert Sumption's They That Go Down to the Sea in Ships sets a portion of Psalm 107, but a portion that does not regularly appear in the Revised Common Lectionary. It's an intensely descriptive text, and Sumption matches the drama of it with his choral writing. We'll hear the choir of Christ Church, Oyster Bay, New York, as they're led by Kathleen Blixt. Frederick Backhaus plays the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of Christ Church Oyster Bay sang They That Go Down to the Sea in Ships by Herbert Sumption. Kathleen Blixt conducted. Among the countless choral settings of the 23rd Psalm, The Lord is My Shepherd by American composer Thomas Matthews is beloved by singers and listeners alike. It was requested by both Barbara in Chicago and David in Andover, Massachusetts. We'll hear the Rochester-based ensemble Madrigalia perform with oboist Richard Kilmer. Roger Wilhelm conducts, and I accompany at the organ. Thomas Matthews' setting of The Lord is My Shepherd was performed by Madrigalia. Roger Wilhelm conducted. Soprano soloist was Eloise Schrag, and Richard Kilmer played oboe. Donna in Champaign, Illinois, has asked to hear the hymn Come Down, O Love Divine, a hymn that's also among my very favorites. Thanks for asking, Donna. With words by Bianco da Siena and the tune Down Ampney by Ray Vaughan Williams, the choir of King's College Cambridge sings, led by Stephen Cleabury. Come Down, O Love Divine was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Stephen Cleabury conducted with Thomas Williamson accompanying. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Passion Chorale, with tune by Hans Leo Hassler, is probably best known with J.S. Bach's harmonization. We'll listen to O Sacred Head, Sore Wounded, sung by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle, followed by an organ prelude by Jean Longley based on the melody. Mel Butler plays and conducts.
Oh,
Mel Butler played a chorale prelude on O Sacred Head, Sore Wounded by Jean Langlais, which was preceded by the singing of the chorale by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle. It was requested by Teresa in Louisville, Kentucky. Michael Tippett's arrangements of spirituals, found in his oratorio A Child of Our Time, are sensitively conceived and composed. Bill, in Rochester, asked to hear his setting of Steal Away, which is performed here by the East Carolina University Chamber Singers. Daniel Barra conducts. Steal Away, as set by Sir Michael Tippett, was sung by the East Carolina Chamber Singers, directed by Daniel Barra. Marty Haugen has been a prolific writer and composer of music from the contemporary Roman Catholic tradition, though a number of his songs have gained popularity among a wider denominational spectrum. Among them is his hymn, All Are Welcome, a hymn of inclusivity. We'll hear it sung by Mr. Haugen and an ensemble led by him.
Let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live. A place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. Here the love of Christ shall end divisions. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place.
Let us build a house where prophets speak and words are strong. Where all God's children dare to
Where hands will reach beyond the wood and stone, to heal and strengthen, serve and teach, and live the word they've known. Hear the outcast and the stranger, bears the image of God's face.
Let us bring an end to fear and danger.
Marty Haugen sang his hymn, All Are Welcome, which was requested by Liz in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Among the most sublime anthems in the 20th century Anglican repertoire is one for All Saints by Sir William H. Harris on a text by Edmund Spenser. Deb in Greensboro, North Carolina, requested Fair as the Heaven, composed for double choir. Harris makes full use of the two choirs, sometimes singing in dialogue and other times joining forces creating a mighty sound. Noel Edison leads the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, in this performance.
Joy and
Fair as the Heaven by Sir William H. Harris was sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora. Noel Edison conducted. The Pia Jesu from John Rutter's ever-popular Requiem is next. Judy from Detroit is a fan, and we're pleased to offer a performance by the Cambridge Singers led by John Rutter. Soprano soloist is Caroline Ashton, and all are accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia.
Jesus, Domine.
Tertius Noble's grand hymn, Come Labor On, was requested by Carl in Lawrence, Kansas. We heard the choir and congregation of St. Thomas Church, New York City, recorded live. John Scott directed, and Frederick Teardo played the organ. Earlier, we heard Pia Jesu from John Rutter's Requiem, performed by soloist Caroline Ashton with the Cambridge Singers. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music chosen by you, our faithful listeners. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.